Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Yes, I love you.
Get out of your seat. Just go around and tell somebody that you love them. At the very least, give them a fist bump. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell somebody you love them with the love of the Lord. God bless you. Love you. Hallelujah. And God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love. Thank you so much. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Put that money yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Point to someone and say, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, and you and you and you and you. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah.
I pray for your family.
For your Lord.
Lord. Lord. Lord. God, and your family. Yes. And your children. Yes. And your children. Yes. Protect them from the evil. Yes.
Hallelujah. Don't forget to write down those family members' names and people's names, hallelujah, that you want to stand in proxy for, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And those family members and the people that you met over the holidays that said, pray for me or keep my family in prayer. Hallelujah. Don't forget those people. You may not, even if you don't know their name, describe them. God knows just who you're talking about. That next door neighbor, you may not know their name. They say, the next door neighbor, Lord, God knows them. That person I see on the bus stop, that person I see here or there, that person I see that's always sitting underneath the bus thing, the bus cover. Lord, that lady, hallelujah, bless her. And then God knows who you're talking about. Hallelujah. Who you're standing before him for. When you're standing proxy for somebody, it's as if that person is there. Hallelujah. You're standing before him for that person. Hallelujah. And God is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Oh, we can ask for faith. Hallelujah. According to the power that worketh within you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you come to church, don't forget to bring your pennies for Uganda. Hallelujah. We're still standing with Dr. Helene Russell and building a hospital for Uganda. She is soon returning back to Uganda. Hallelujah. To install pastors, for a pastor's building. She's still building, not just the hospital, and she's doing a great work over there, and we're still standing with her, with the work that she is doing. So please keep her and her team in prayer as they travel to Uganda. Hallelujah. Don't forget to visit the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org. And also, this is the ministry's GoFundMe page.
Hallelujah.
If you don't want to go there or donate there when you come to church, hallelujah, please address your envelope however you want to for the building fund, whatever. If you want someone to come by, pass and pick it up, we can make arrangements for that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Name your seed. Whatever you want God to do, whatever you believe in him for, name your seed.
Hallelujah.
You're not trying to buy a miracle, but tell God what you're standing in need of.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And watch him do the work.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Jesus.
Yes.
We thank God for our building. We thank God for the rooms. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The childcare room.
Yes.
The beautiful kitchen.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Welcome.
Hallelujah. The beautiful yard.
Hallelujah.
The children have to play.
Hallelujah. Lord, and the power of his life, for Jesus is Lord. little boy stopped. And you know what?
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody could pray for us.
Thank you.
They had us on their mind.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
They took a lot of time to pray for us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, and blessings to the prayer.
Lord, today.
Thank you, God. Oh, bless your name. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pray for my wife.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Yes. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of
one
Jesus.
By one, and name by name, oh God.
Yes, God.
We pray
in the name of Jesus.
For every
family
in this place.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wild blood, brothers, in our family.
Hallelujah. Children, Lord.
We pray for elders.
Family,
Jones. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And all the grandchildren. We pray for Julian, Anna, Amen, Kitty, little Kitty, and Stephanie, and little Stephanie, and Desiree, and Monica, and Jonathan, and Malachi. And we pray for all of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for ministers, Howard Linden, and Sterling, and Reggie, and Barry, and David, and Judah, and Alan, and Donya, and Tiffany, hallelujah, Bianca, all the grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Hallelujah. We pray for hallelujah for it to God. Minister Jerry and Rakim and Rose and Krista. All of the entire family. Family, oh God. Everyone, Lord God. In the name of the Lord. Lord, take this simple
little leader.
We pray for Deacon Avery, Arthur Stevenson, Uncle Aunt Stevenson, and nephews and cousins, oh God. We pray for the entire family, oh God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for Apostle Cynthia, Holly and Thompson, all the rest, Apollo and all the glories of God, the entire family of God. We pray for Tiffany, oh God. Hallelujah, of the Tiffany Warren, oh God. Hallelujah, my yard, oh God. And the entire family of God. We pray for Hallelujah and Lucia, God, for this season. Lord, I'm coming, little Enzo, all the Bedford, oh God. Sheila Bedford, oh God. The entire family, oh God. We pray for Minister Jane and Minister Janice, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray for the Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following the prayer in Jesus' name. And right now, at the end of the next selection, we will hear the voice of a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peace's Bird with Hallelujah, the Pastor's Corner on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
In the beginning.
Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because we had time on the earth without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. But a phenomenon was about to take place, because the Spirit of God was hovering over those waters. That's why after all this time, I can stand here today and say, Father, please. He's just putting on the wrist. He's got thunder in his footsteps. That's lightning. The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, so you better be believing. Our God is an awesome God. You see, our God is an awesome God. He brings pain.
Thank you.
pray for them while they're out there,
mm-hmm.
and leave them in God's hands.
Yes.
Not one time in the scripture did you see where the father asked any of his neighbors, have you seen my boy while he was out shopping? How did he look? Was he dressed okay? Did he have any friends with him? Did he look thin? Does it look like he's eating okay? There is nowhere in the scripture that it shows that the father was peeking around the corner or having spies out looking for his son or looking after his son. Y'all know how mothers do. We out there wondering, no matter how the child, goofy the children act, whatever, we still love them, still worry about them. And all, but Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith.
Mm-hmm.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Hallelujah.
And Romans 4:17 is speaking those things that be not as though they were.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The same power that God has to speak to dead things, we have the same power.
Yes.
We have the same power. The same power that was spoken to Sarah, to a dead womb.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And to Abraham, it took faith for them to even act like they were lovers to even try to make it with you. You know, we ain't making no baby. But one day, because the word of God was spoken. Hallelujah. Can you imagine all that father went through, worrying about his child, not seeing him, not knowing where he was? And I have experienced not knowing when one of my daughters were for a long time, you're going through a rebellious trip, but I'm going to tell you, the devil will give you pictures in your head of somebody that molested them, somebody that raped them, they end up laying in a ditch somewhere, and this and this and that. But I say, God, the fruit of my womb is blessed.
Yeah.
I gave that. God said, bring me back into remembrance.
Yeah.
So therefore, that son, that prodigal son, he knew what his father had at home.
Yeah.
That father knew what he put in that son. He knew what he put in him. He knew the type of home that he had. So therefore, he had confidence in what that boy, what he put in that boy. He said, mm-hmm. I raised him. I put in him what I needed. That boy knows we got acres, we got cattle, we got animals, we got this, we got that. He'll be back. And he is trying to pray for his son. Lord, bring, and same way we do, Lord, bring it back to his remembrance. Every word that he ever heard preached.
Mm-hmm.
Bring, well it up in his belly, Father.
Yeah.
Bring it back to his mind. My mother used to say, Lord, don't let him sleep at night.
Yeah.
Let it toss and turn until it come to you.
Yeah.
And that's how we have to do, y'all. Lord, whatever it takes. Bring that child back to you.
Hallelujah.
So, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we have confidence in our prayers. We know that God hears us. We have that confidence in him. Because we know that God hears our prayers when we pray. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So therefore, in the word of God says, can we turn our head? Can we make ourselves short tall? Can we change the cause of our head by worrying?
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the hands of the Lord. Have confidence in God and watch God do the work.
Amen.
Watch
Amen.
God do the work. Believe in me, I used to tell people, they out there working on a testimony.
Uh-huh.
Just believe in me, when they come back, they're going to have some testimonies.
Yeah.
They're going to have some testimonies. You just don't know how many times God has spared their lives, how many times God made way for them, because when you put the word of God in them, believe in me, while they're out there, they're not going to allow just any and everybody say anything to them when it comes to the word of God, because they know the word. The word is down in them. And they'll battle. You have a sister that's younger than me. You can't just tell her any and everything. She may not be living for Jesus, but she won't gonna come off the wall with no crazy scripture, some crazy word that you think is scripture and think it's even gonna swallow it. No. The word of God is a seed. The word of God is a seed. And believe you me, it's in there. When somebody has to come upon them and say different things that they knew. I ain't never heard that. I was raised up in the Word. Where's that scripture? Where's that scripture? That ain't right. They're telling them, no, that ain't right. Hallelujah. They never know the
a situation, but when God is going to bring that person to the end of that rope, you just never know. The only thing we got to do, we got to stay firm, stay in the Word, keep ourselves in the Word so we are not worrying over and over and over about them. When thoughts come to God, I put that on the altar. They're on the altar, Lord. And it may be, let's say that thought comes on Monday. And Monday you say, Lord, I put that on the altar. It may not come back again until Thursday. Lord, I put that on the altar. It may be a few weeks before it comes back again. Every time it comes, you say, God, more and more times, it's going to come between those times the enemy trying to get there. That's why he's going to stop.
Right.
They're going to stop. And before you know it, Ma, I'm home.
Hallelujah.
A girlfriend of mine has given me this testimony. And her child, her daughter, would not let her see her grandchild. Making up lies about us, and we just wonder, like, what have I done to you? And you know what? She said, the last time she spoke to me, she said, my granddaughter is in church now. She said, and she called me. She called me now and said, Ma, can we go to church? She brought the grandchild around.
Hallelujah.
So now my girlfriend's able to see her grandchild.
Hallelujah.
But she had to let the child go. She didn't let him go. She wasn't able to see the child. She wasn't able to talk to the child anyway. But God was doing the work for her while she was out there. Hallelujah. God can bring people to and around your child, to that wayward child, to preach and to say the same thing that you were saying to them. Wayward, they thought you were telling a story. They thought you just someone that's a hand no fun. You just want to pick out friends with us. You just don't need this, this, and that. And you know what? And God allowed them to come. Of course, somebody's going to say the same thing to them that you said. They're going to hear the same thing from the Word of God from somebody else. And everywhere they run, they'll say, my God, I can't get away from this. There must be some truth in it. And watch them come to themselves. Hallelujah. And we just have to keep on praising God. Keep on walking with the Lord. You do your job because God's going to do His. Hallelujah. And He doesn't need our help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Who is the answer?
Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastics, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel. Amos, Obadiah, Jonah. Then you have Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi.
All right. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You can't do it.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. 1 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, yes, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. No, Hebrews, James, 1 and 2 Peter, 1 and 2 John, Jude, and Revelation.
Yay! 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 Yay!
Thank you so much.
Bless you, Lord.
I need to ask you a question.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, I was getting ready to ask you how many words in the Bible that would mess you up. I'm going to leave you alone. It's over 783,000 words, but I'm going to leave that alone. I ain't going to mess with you today.
All right.
Okay, what time is it, Pastor Peter?
Holy Communion time.
Amen. It's time for Holy Communion, yes. Hallelujah. We thank God for Holy Communion.
Thank you, Jesus.
And again, I want folks to know, I don't knock any church or any organization that only does Holy Communion once a year. I don't knock anybody that does it once a month or once a week. Hallelujah. But I thank God that he's allowed me to realize, glory to God, that I want to do Holy Communion every day because I want him to see the blood. You know, sometimes when you're doing a test and they say extra credit, and you know you don't need no extra credit, but you do it anyway, just to do it anyway. Glory to God.
Yes.
So if this is extra, I don't mind the extra.
Hallelujah.
Because I want him to see the blood of his son.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Our text on today is found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and verses 23 to 30. And I know a lot of people wonder, why does he go through such a production on Holy Communion? It's worth it, y'all. It's worth it, y'all. It's worth it, y'all. It's not a routine. At the end of a service, it's not something that we do once in a while just because we want to do once in a while. It means something. This is the meal that heals. It's a meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Right now, I lift up the elements of Holy Communion. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask, Lord, that you would bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My. In the scripture, the text on today, the word of the Lord says to examine yourselves.
Thank you.
I get tickled when I get to this part. Because I'm thinking about when I was a little child, and then somebody got this picture in their mind that he was never a little child.
It's
That's okay.
It's all right.
It's all right. Thank you so much. When I was younger, every time they said Holy Communion, we would start checking ourselves out. Because, see, that's why the Bible talks about coming as a little child, because we, my goodness, we believe that if we didn't have our business right, that the ground would open up and swallow us. So we better check ourselves out, and we checked ourselves out, and we're going to do that right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. Oh, we bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Repent of everything we said, done, and even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone for everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves.
Yes.
We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Yes. A lot of times we forgive everybody but ourselves. We forgive ourselves, too. In the text on today, the
The word of the Lord gives us to examine yourselves and be comprehend, be fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. And we do that through his word. His word is an open book test. Hallelujah. His word says in Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Yes,
yes.
Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Revelation 1:5b says, he washed our sins with his own blood.
My.
Hallelujah. And I know, glory to God, that was a whole lot to wash the sins of Earl Byrd. Jesus, hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through this blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Hallelujah. In the text of today, the word of the Lord says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Samadonai. Blessed be God the Lord. That's
hallelujah.
We're taking communion worthily. We rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating, drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves,
yes,
life to ourselves. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses, choose life that you and your children shall live. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Psalms 118:17 declares, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, and with it will assist. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today.
Thank you,
Jesus. There's one thing you put above yourself, it's your word. Psalms 138:2 says so. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for Holy Communion. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, and he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61:1-3. Declare that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, Lord. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now, all over the world right now. Cancer's dissolving right now. Tumors disappearing. High blood pressure coming to normal. Glucose levels coming to normal. New knees, new kidneys. Hallelujah. New heart, new lungs. Hallelujah. Eyes being opened. Hallelujah. Ears being opened. Hallelujah. People able to talk right now. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Matthew 16:26. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, "We are the children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children." We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And likewise,
thank you,
on the same night when the Lord Jesus
thank
Christ
God.
Was betrayed, he took also the cup, and when he had given thanks, he declared, "This is the New Testament in my blood. Do this and remember to me." Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 7:15. Isaiah 43:26. God, you said to bring you into remembrance, so that we may be justified. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, you said, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ today.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our families, our loved ones, our homes, oh God. Our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our mistakes and mistakes, our faux pas and failures, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah, and the Tishite. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory to God, already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex, every vaccine. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family in Jesus' name. Fire in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes the time, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes the Lord say, brings to nil, reverses, delivers, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family, in our brother's family, according to Job chapter 22, verses 27 and 28. Romans 4:17. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts 1:8. Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom and seen. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom city citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of our help. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. No one to him is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And everyone say,
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hey! God is going to thrill for the blessing that's happening right now all over the world. Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God has been good to you. I want to tell y'all, it's Sunday. And guess what? Y'all been victorious. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And now it's Sunday. And you still standing. You still standing. You know, I just like to ask a question before I ask Pastor Peaches. What's our battle cry?
Hallelujah. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. For Jesus is Lord.
Pastor Peaches, come on now. Oh, Lord, have mercy. That's our new battle cry, y'all. I am strong in the Lord and the power of His might, for Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. See, I'm going to tell you something. When you are being attacked, when the enemy tries to get up in your grill, you tell him, I am strong in the Lord and the power of His might, for Jesus is Lord. You say it a couple of times, the devil's got to go. He don't like you saying Jesus is Lord. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, for Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the person will come at you, I am strong in the Lord and the power of His might, for Jesus is Lord. So you give a little attitude. You understand what I'm saying? Because Jesus is Lord. When somebody try to yell at you and call you all kinds of names, you know, tell you what to do and where it goes and what to do when you get there, you say, oh, thank you for sharing. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. For Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, you the head and not the tail. Y'all got to understand that. Y'all have heard that for years. And y'all still haven't believed God's report. Whose report are you going to believe? He says you're the head and not the tail, above all and not beneath. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. For Jesus is Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Woo! Hey! I feel like shouting, but I'm going to say quick, hallelujah, just a little while longer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Peter,
hallelujah.
You're always on point. Hallelujah. Glory, thank God. I need to ask you a question.
Bring on this.
Oh, you ready for anything, huh?
No, easy one.
Hallelujah. What time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word.
Hallelujah.
I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly. But I seize it with every ounce of this I have.
Hallelujah.
Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Say it filled with the Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, Satan, the Lord God, we speak you in this satanic cohort. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown today. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And Father God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We bless your name today because you got all power in Jesus' name. And the church said,
amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Before we go any further,
Pastor Peaches, if you would give us the addresses on today.
Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15. Colossians 3, verse 13. St. Luke 6, chapter, verses 36 and 37. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 29 through 32. Matthew, chapter 18, verses 23 through 35. And St. Matthew 18, verses 21 and 22.
Hallelujah. That's 6 or 7 scriptures, is that all?
Only for right now.
Jesus is all.
Jesus
is all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Neighbor,
our neighbor,
the subject of today's message
is how to get along with everybody
all the time.
I know some folks say, you don't know the people I come across. Without your voice, shout, there is a way to do that. Can you do it in your flesh?
No.
Impossible. But the word of God says, with God, what?
All things.
Well, let's do it another thing. I can do a few things through Christ that strengthens me.
No, I can do all things through Christ.
I can do a few things on Sunday. Or I can do a few things on Monday through Christ's strength.
All things.
So that statement, how to get along with everybody all the time, or we could do it on a declared basis, I can get along with everybody all the time, is based spiritually. Is that right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because you don't see how it can be done in the natural.
Hallelujah.
You don't know my family, or you don't know my neighbors, or you don't know my co-workers, or you don't know my church members, or you don't know. Have mercy, that's crazy. Who do you shall cut it out of it? I got to set some foundation. That's why I might be part two in it.
Hallelujah.
Knowledge, understanding, and wisdom are cousins. Knowledge is the foundation. That's information.
Okay.
All right. Understanding is to understand the knowledge. Now, let me back up. Knowledge is only a good knowledge. It is true knowledge. Because there's been a lot of stuff printed that wasn't true. A lot of stuff said that wasn't true. That's information, but it was bad information. It was wrong information. The knowledge or the information that's only true and lasting is that which comes from. Amen. Pastor Peaches. Lord have mercy. Somebody is paying attention now. The only true knowledge, the only true information that's eternal is what God said. Come on, can I get an amen?
Amen.
If I can't buy one, can I rent one for a little while? Now, so we start off with true knowledge. Then to understand true knowledge is to get what that knowledge is revealing.
Amen.
You're understanding the knowledge.
Amen.
Okay. Then when you put understood knowledge into action, you know what it's called? Wisdom. Wisdom is actually an action word. All right. That's base. This is that base, okay? So we dealt with knowledge. Information. Now, five levels of knowledge. We done told you that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody know what the five levels of knowledge is?
I do.
Can you tell it to me?
Yes, sir. Number one, current knowledge, revealed knowledge, activity knowledge, moral knowledge, and teaching knowledge.
Come on. Yes. We're going to take care of that, by the way.
All right.
Hallelujah. We set foundation. We set foundation. But yeah, to cut it off.
Hallelujah.
Got that squared away.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
So next, the title of our message is
how to get along with everybody on the
top. Pastor Peaches. See, y'all got to pay attention up in here.
Amen.
This is like our show now.
Amen.
Look, my quiver has been emptied.
for today.
Hallelujah.
I do have some candy in my pocket. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. First step of being able to get along with everybody all the time is to accept Jesus as the personal Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you can't do it without Christ. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Amen.
That's the truth. Amen.
Now, here are the seven pillars of wisdom. Have a coachable, teachable spirit.
Amen.
A burning desire to please God and be excellent. A willingness to work and go the extra mile. A heart of integrity and honesty. A loving heart, a forgiving heart, and a giving heart. Those are the seven pillars of wisdom.
Amen.
That's your foundation.
Yes.
That's the foundation for what we're about to get. Again,
yes.
The title of today's message is
Along with Everybody All the Time.
Pastor Peter, I'll give you this candy later.
Okay.
Oh, okay, that's so good.
Hallelujah.
The first scripture.
Matthew 6:14-15. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
So first thing about getting along with everybody all the time is forgiving them. I don't care what they did, whether it was real or imagined. Forgive them. Because it's going to help you.
Amen.
Our forgiveness is like you drinking poison away for somebody else to die.
Amen. Amen.
Forgiving somebody is going to help you.
Amen.
So you can see clearly.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can get along with everybody all the time if you forgive them.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because one day, you made a mistake.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
If I'm talking about myself, a whole lot of days I made mistakes. But he forgave me. Thank you. And hold my head up high now.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's
right. So if I don't forgive Sister Angie for stepping on my toe and knocked me down, I got up. If I don't forgive her, God, he said he's not going to forgive me. And God's not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Numbers 23:19. So whose report am I going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. He said it.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
Give me another scripture.
Colossians 3:13. For bearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. You've got to understand this right now. You're not even agreeing with anybody's eyes. Christ hanging on the cross. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. He spoke that through eternity. Before you were around.
Amen.
You got to do the same thing, baby.
Mm.
I know somebody's in their 70s or 80s. No, she's in their 70s. And she still holds on against her mother. For what her mother did when she was a baby.
Early.
Come on now. And she walks around as if she is one of God's children. And she has unforgiveness. And she wants to capitalize on this by writing a book about her mother, a detrimental book about her mother. And her mother been dead for decades. In heaven, on a rooting team, wondering when will this child wake up and see the glory of the Lord. We got to forgive.
Amen.
Read me another scripture.
Luke 6:36-37. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not,
and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven.
Hallelujah. The seed you sow is the crop you grow.
Amen.
Galatians 6 and 7. You want forgiveness? You better forgive. That's the seed. You want mercy? You better sow some mercy.
Amen.
I don't know no farmer who wants a field of corn who goes out and plants no corn seed. I don't know no farmer who wants a field of watermelons and he ain't plant no watermelon seed. You want mercy from God. You want blessings from God. You want grace and mercy. You want all of that in a bag of chips. Did you sow any seed in that area? Somebody wants a financial blessing.
Hallelujah.
Have you sowed a seed in that area?
Amen.
And some folks that want a blessing, and they tell you, hallelujah, I only receive a certain amount. And that's not enough to pay tithes.
Mm-hmm.
I pray for that person.
Amen.
Almost every day.
Thank you, Jesus.
In fact, I've been to say I pray for that person every day.
Yes, you do.
For like the prodigal son, Pastor Peaches, you always on point, I tell you. Father waiting for him to come to himself. I'm waiting for her to come to herself. She can't afford not to get God kids.
Amen. 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 Please bless the rest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
But don't take it. Thank you,
Jesus.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
How to get along with everybody all the time. We're getting there. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Give it up.
Ephesians 4:29-32. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, and wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you, with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you.
There it is again.
Thank you, Jesus.
The key to forgetting along with everybody all the time is forgiving folk. Because they done said something, like did something, or whatever that you didn't like, or hurt your feelings. Your feelings and 50 cents wanted you to buy a cup of coffee. Come on
Amen.
Now. That's not important. What's important is you do the will of your Father.
Amen.
And he says that you are a minister of reconciliation.
Amen.
Your job is to bring people to Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not to be angry with people because they didn't treat you right. So what? They didn't treat Christ right. So what you expect? The Savior, the creator of the world, they didn't treat him right when he came down in flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna expect to be treated better than Jesus? Lord have mercy. Go ahead. Give me another scripture.
Matthew 18:21-22. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven.
490 times. Somebody doing the same thing to you.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody might have reached for their 22 or the 36 or 38 or a Hollister. Look here. Forgiveness is the key to getting along with everybody all the time.
Amen. The Lord knows.
Jesus. But you don't know what they said. They talked about your mother.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about my mother. They said she was fat.
Wasn't she fat?
Yes. But that don't mean no. They said that about her. Is she skinny? Yeah. They said she was skinny. Is she skinny?
Yeah.
Calm yourself down. Don't mess. Get hooked up with stuff.
Hallelujah.
And what people say. Because what people say. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Ain't going to pay your rent unless they say, I'm going to give you $1 million. Hallelujah. I said, I would have took you so long. Where is it? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give me another scripture. No, it wasn't. It could have been the last scripture.
Yes.
There was one in 18, what was that?
That was Matthew 18, 21 and 22.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
There should be, let's go to 18. 23 says, therefore,
continue reading from the chapter. Therefore, is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain man which would take account of his servant?
Mm-hmm.
And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him,
mm-hmm.
which owed him 10,000 talents.
Wait a minute, let me stop right there. Now, I heard too many people talking different things. Now somebody said one talent is $1 million. I don't think he was correct. But I knew it was a whole lot of money. He owed a big debt. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. And for as much, which owed him 10,000 talents,
mm-hmm.
but for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and
mm-hmm.
his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made.
Jesus.
The servant therefore fell down
mm-hmm.
and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt.
Stop. The man owed his Lord. The owner or the whomever, $1 million debt, and he begged him to give me some time. The king was moved with compassion and forgave the whole debt.
Goodness.
Praise God. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. I got some candy for you, too. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Read some more.
But the same servant went out.
And listen to this now. The same servant
went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence.
Okay. 100 pence. That's like 100 pennies.
Wow.
A penny ante debt. Come on now.
And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat. Saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt.
Jesus.
So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him.
Wait a minute, stop right there. Can you imagine? This servant was being called back into the presence of the Lord that had forgave him $1 million debt. He probably was skipping in there. Hallelujah, glory to God. Skipping in there because he said, we brought it down. He done forgave me my whole debt. Hallelujah. So he skipped in there, and what happened?
Oh, thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him.
He not only put him in prison, but he said, y'all torment that guy.
Now, I want you to get the point. He was forgiven. But because he couldn't forgive a fellow servant, the forgiveness of the past was erased. Did you hear me?
Amen.
Unforgiveness erases the forgiveness of the past. Look at that again. I did not write that, and I came too late to change it. Unforgiveness erases the forgiveness of the past. It's incumbent upon us to forgive. That's how you can get along with everybody all the time. Hallelujah. Look for the good in other people. I taught someone, several people about writing a letter. And you really want to, you know, really criticize them, want to bang them, whatever. You don't do that. You start by looking for the good that this person has done.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And commend them on the good that they have done.
Amen.
And then you share. You don't criticize. You share that it will be helpful for me to blah, 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 to have blah, 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 blah. You change that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Because, see, we are encumbered by the word of God. In Ephesians 4:29 again, those of that, when you get there, say amen. We got to, see, that's why, hallelujah, glory to God. Life is an open book text, and the book is the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, the word of God. And, amen. Read it. Okay, we can't, you know, the radio folk can't hear that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
Okay, run down to 32. Read 32.
And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
Thank
you. Amen. You're welcome.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have you heard how to get along with everybody all the time starts and ends with forgiveness?
Thank you, Jesus.
You got to forgive, even though it was horrendous. We're not nullifying horrendous deeds or acts against us,
Amen.
Our family, our friends, or whatever.
Amen.
But what we're saying
yes.
is that you got to forgive.
Amen.
If you want to be forgiven.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the stuff and junk and garbage you done in your life. You weren't always holy.
Amen.
You remember when you was 5 years old? And you hit that other little voice out the head and ran around the corner, and he's laying on the ground. Come on, you know what you did. You know when you were 11, and you and Bo and Bootsy, y'all ran around the corner, and you took that reefer out. Come on, you know, and you lit that. Come on now. Now you don't want God to say, well, look here, I'm going to erase that forgiveness because you asked for forgiveness. I did not write, what's that, the 18th chapter of Matthew, y'all.
Amen.
Verses 23 to, I think it's 35.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need to read that over and over again. Okay. Unforgiveness erases the forgiveness of the past. You got it may hurt you to do it, but rather it hurts you. You rather it hurts you and help you than not hurt you and harm you. Is that right?
Yes.
Did y'all understand what I said?
Yes.
So rather than it hurts you to forgive that boss who was uncivil, he was is better. I remember a sister. What time we had past the pieces?
About 4 minutes
to
five.
What? Yeah. We're all there. Yeah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Sorry, y'all. I'm ready to I guess you're not there anymore. Oh, bless be God.
Hallelujah. I didn't need a countdown, so
I didn't need a countdown either. We may be still on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, ready to land. What was I getting ready to say? What did she say?
31
seconds. What?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God for how we get along with everybody all the time.
Amen.
You may hurt your pride or whatever.
Amen.
To get along, but get along.
Amen.
So you can just keep the blessings of the Lord coming your way.
Is
that all right?
Amen.
Because somebody need a blessing.
Amen.
And since we are the blessing, it's going to come through us.
Amen, honey.
And we don't want nothing stopping up the blessing. Is that right?
That's right.
Father God, we thank you. We praise your name for the word on today. We thank you, Lord, for showing us how to get along with everybody all the time. We thank you, Lord, for, hallelujah, the words of wisdom of God. We thank you, Lord, for the, hallelujah, for the seven pillars of wisdom. We thank you, Lord, for the five levels of knowledge. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit. We bless your name. We praise your name. We thank you, Lord, that it's on good grounds. And we praise your name forever. In Jesus' name, Pastor Peaches, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for Jesus.
Yes.
Thank God for his hallelujah, hallelujah. Please join us in the morning for morning prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That number is 720-527-5952. Hallelujah. Access code 1034545. Hallelujah. See you in the morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord.
Amen. Even more.
Thank you, Jesus. I just got two pieces of candy coming up.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You.
As you get your offering envelopes ready, hallelujah. I just thank God for the word of God. The word of God never changes. The word of God can take to the bank. Hallelujah. And it's not, the flesh will say it's not an easy thing to forgive. But with Christ Jesus, all things are possible.
Amen.
God is able to bless your heart and bless you to be able to forgive someone for the most heinous thing they've done to you. If Jesus can forgive people for nailing him to the cross, thank you. We haven't been nailed to the cross. Sometimes we may feel like we have been. We look at the thing and say, how can this person have done this? Or whatever. But when Jesus Christ is in your heart, he gives you the strength and the power, the same power he has and the same power he has given to us to be able to say to someone, I love you, no matter what they have done. And you'd be wondering yourself, how in the world could I say that? How in the world, why in the world I don't feel like ripping this person's heart out, throat out, whatever. Only through Jesus. Only through Jesus. Hallelujah. It's of ourselves